This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A state committee says a wider range of kids should qualify for extra hours of free preschool. Starting next fall, all four-year-olds can get at least 10 hours, and Shimke of Chalkbeat says a new proposal would raise that to 20 hours for kids in several categories, including many from low and some middle-income families.
The new proposal has a couple of changes. One is the addition of homeless students. The other is the addition of students in out-of-home placements, which includes foster care, but also kinship care, where a student is placed with a relative.
The extra hours would also extend to dual language learners and kids with disabilities. The University of Colorado Boulder saw an increase in enrollment this year, a return to pre-pandemic levels. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Total enrollment is a little more than 36,000 students, a 0.6% uptick over last year. That's after an enrollment drop of more than 10% in 2020 due to the pandemic. This year saw a significant rise in female students, now making up nearly half of the student body. There are also record numbers of students of color, comprising almost 30% of the student body. Retention of first-year students and graduation rates also hit all-time highs. But transfer students are down, reflecting the nationwide decline in community college enrollment during the pandemic. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
An Australian iron company plans to build a green energy hub in Golden. Executives of Fortescue Metals Group joined Governor Jared Polis to announce a new research center. The governor says it could create up to 150 new jobs.
And also amplify that pioneering spirit that so embodies our great state, so that together we can achieve our clean energy goals.
The research center will develop technologies that make and use hydrogen produced from renewable energy. Centura Health is cutting jobs in Colorado and Kansas. Centura operates 17 hospitals in Colorado. The company told the Daily Camera newspaper that the cuts are in response to the country's current economic challenges. This is CPR News.